The UN Security Council on Tuesday held an open debate on protection of civilians in armed conflict, but the underground nuclear test conducted by the Democratic People's Republic of Korea caused UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon to focus his opening remarks to the Security Council on that subject.
I strongly condemn Pyongyang's reckless act, which shows outright disregard for the repeated call of the international community to refrain from further provocative measures. The test is a clear and grave violation of the relevant resolutions of the Security Council.
The Secretary General said he was profoundly concerned about the negative impact of this act on regional stability, and he urged the Democratic People's Republic of Korea to give up its pursuit of nuclear weapons. Turning to the protection of civilians in armed conflict, the Secretary General said warring parties continue to violate human rights and international humanitarian law with impunity. While the situation in Syria was particularly acute and intractable, civilians in other parts of the world continue to suffer as well.
In Afghanistan, the Central African Republic, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Mali, Myanmar, Somalia, South Sudan, Sudan, and elsewhere, civilians continue to suffer and die as parties to conflict ignore their obligations to protect.
UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Navi Pillay also addressed the protection of civilians in conflict. She highlighted four areas where there is need for improvement in monitoring human rights protection.
First, early, credible information on human rights and international human rights law violations can make it easier for the Council and the wider UN system to reach consensus and to make informed decisions. The UN's protection of civilians cannot be held hostage to delayed deployments or a lack of access. Second, the UN can strengthen its sense of common purpose and management. Third, the UN should offer a wider range of tools for intervention on the ground. Fourth, the single most important element for UN protection of civilians is early political consensus among member states acting through the UN.
The Minister of Foreign Affairs of Rwanda, Ms. Louise Mushikiwabo, said the protection of civilians is a very personal issue for her country, as the 1994 genocide claimed the lives of nearly 1 million Rwandans.
Rwandans wince in sympathy when they see images of civilians under threat elsewhere in the world today.
She said her country's core message was that enhancing the protection of civilians in armed conflict requires action before the conflict starts.
In particular, I wish to emphasize the importance of increasing investments in the professionalization of military and police forces, especially adequate training in the protection of civilians.
Rwanda's Minister of Foreign Affairs said each year the consensus grows stronger that the protection of civilians and the prevention of crimes against humanity are a fundamental duty of each state. Ms. Mushikiwabo believes that gradual change in thinking comes in large part from the effort to comprehend what happened in conflicts such as Rwanda's 1994 tragedy.
The world's response to crimes was to withdraw international forces, particularly in my country 19 years ago, and in some cases to refuse outright to provide protection. Yet I believe that the course of action adopted by the international community in 1994 and the concepts used to justify it would not be acceptable today. Hence my optimism.
The Security Council condemns attacks in situations of armed conflict directed against civilians and demands all parties put an end to such practices. Jerry Adams, United Nations.